Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
More questions in the House about the Prime Minister's hour on Radio Live before the election. Directed at Mr Key, they came from Labour's Deputy Leader, Grant Robertson.
Who had control over the content of the Prime Minister's hour? He and his office or Radio Live?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Radio Live had sought advice from the Electoral Commission, so gave me writing instructions to make sure it was an election-free zone. I certainly chose the guests because they were guests I thought would be of interest to New Zealanders. And at the time, given we were in the middle of contesting the Rugby World Cup, people like Richie McCaw were of great interest to the New Zealand public.
Given that answer, did the communications manager from his office rewrite the brief for the show and also write the email asking for an opinion from the Electoral Commission that was actually sent in Radio Live's name?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Grant Robertson then tried to add to the sum of the Prime Minister's knowledge before asking the question again.
Point of order.
Point of order has been called, Grant Robertson.
I seek leave of the House to table an email dated Tuesday the 27th of September from the communications manager of the Prime Minister's office, where it states that he has made some tweaks to the brief and gives the details of an email that was subsequently sent in Radio Live's name.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is no objection.
Grant Robertson. Mr. Speaker, did the communications manager from his office rewrite the brief for the show and also write the email asking for an opinion from the Electoral Commission that was eventually sent in Radio Live's name?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, not to the best of my knowledge.
Labour's Deputy Leader then repeated the same trick with this question.
Did his communications manager say, after receiving the Electoral Commission opinion on the show, quote, they have been pretty clear about putting the responsibility on the broadcaster, which is useful. If so, what was it about that statement that was useful?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, not to the best of my knowledge, but as the member will know, the matter is a matter between the Electoral Commission and the broadcaster.
Point of order, Grant Robertson.
I seek leave of the House to table an email from the communications manager in the Prime Minister's office dated Thursday the 29th of September 2011, where he says, quote, but they have been pretty clear about putting the responsibility on the broadcaster, which is useful.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is no objection.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman and New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters had less success with their questions about the sale of the Crayfar Farms and Whanau Ora, respectively. Although, as Rich Lyon now reports, Labour's Charles Chevelle made some real progress with an issue that he raised with Justice Minister Judith Collins.
Do firefighters, ambulance officers and the small number of other types of first responders legally required to attend and assist in accident and emergency situations deserve the same level of legal protection from assault as police and prison officers when they're carrying out their duties? If not, why not?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, yes, all citizens have the same level of protection from assault under New Zealand law. Section 196 of the Crimes Act 1961 makes it an offence for any person to assault any other person. This offence has a maximum penalty of 1 year's imprisonment. The government wholeheartedly supports this law.
Mr Chevelle asked what that meant in relation to a piece of legislation currently before Parliament.
What is the rationale for her advancing of the Sentencing Aggravated Factors Bill, which confers particular and special protection on only two classes of occupation?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Well, the member is quite wrong. His question is around protection from the law, of the law, and that is in relation to the offence itself, which is under the Crimes Act. The bill that he's referring to refers to sentencing.
But Mr Chevelle sought some clarification.
Are we to understand from the Minister's answers that she's saying that the Sentencing Aggravated Factors Bill will make no difference whatsoever in practice, since, as she has already told the House, the law provides adequate and equal protections to all classes of person for assault?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
No, what I'm telling the House is that the Sentencing Act is different from the Crimes Act.
Mr Chevelle had one last question for Judith Collins.
Will the Minister support my proposal to instruct the Committee of the Whole House to consider my amendment to the Sentencing Aggravated Factors Bill to extend the same level of courtesy, respect and protection to firefighters, ambulance officers and other emergency first medical responders? And if not, why not?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, in relation to sentencing and the paper that member has referred to me, yes, I will support that.
Justice Minister Judith Collins.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.